Notice in verse 5, and the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Now, this is the eighth and the last murmuring of the children of Israel. And they're murmuring again about the manna. You will recall the mixed multitude were the ones that kept them before from accepting the manna. It was a wonderful food, by the way. It really contained all the vitamins. We've called attention to that. We'll see it in the book of Deuteronomy. God said to them, your foot did not swell. Well, that's beriberi. And a doctor in the Philippines, a missionary doctor, told me, he says, the foot will swell when people are on the same kind of a diet. And that meant they got all their vitamins in the manna. And it was a very tasty sort of food, but they complained about it. You know, I think there's some people that would complain about steak and ice cream all the time. They'd probably want a hamburger occasionally. It's amazing today how easy it is for us to complain, and especially about anything that pertains to the things of God. I've been amazed at the way people will complain about the seats in church. I was a pastor for many years. Many people complained about the seats in the church. Well, I guess when they sit and listen to me, that they notice those things maybe a little bit more. But people would complain about that. And you know, I've seen folk go to a football game and sit on hard seats in a stadium, and there's no back on those seats. And they just sit there for several hours and never complain. Isn't it interesting how we whine and complain to God about things? And how many times do we thank Him and rejoice in His goodness to us? Well, these people are complaining. And I think, frankly, by this time the Lord is getting just a little tired of all their murmuring. And they're saying here that their soul just hates that manna. They don't like it. And they say, why did you bring us here in the wilderness to die? My, how they're complaining. Lord's tired of it now, and He's going to judge them for that. Verse 6, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. It's brought home to them now that they are sinners. And that's the way you have to begin with God. The letter today, it's such a remarkable letter. And the party is beginning with God as a sinner. They're out taking this alcoholic anonymous bit, and they're an alcoholic. And God's brought them a long ways because they've turned now to Him. They're not sure whether they're born again. In fact, they don't think that they are. But they at least have begun with God as a sinner. And that's the problem with so many folk today. They want to begin with God as a church member or as a nice little girl or boy. But friends, the only way that God will begin with us is as sinners. You see, Christ died for sinners, and He loved sinners. And if you can't come in under that category, then Christ is not for you. He came for sinners. And if you can begin here, as these people now are ready to do, we've sinned, for we've spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that He take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Now they're going to have to evidence faith, because they haven't any good works. They can promise God, we're going to be good little boys and girls, and that's not going to do a bit of good, because they won't be that. But they can believe God, and God's going to let them come to Him by faith.